Welcome to the Blessed Podcast. It's Saul K here. Happy Wednesday, April the 8th. I hope you guys are doing great. Got some interesting stuff happening over here. Cool stories coming up. I got a quote in a really cool organization that I discovered online today about music and healing and how music can help keep kids off the streets, give them some positive self-esteem. But let's get right to it. The Blessed Podcast. We give you a quote of the day, some good news, something good that's happening in the world. Talk a little bit about my life and send you on your way, uplifted, inspired, energized for the rest of your day. Let's get right to it. So, the quote of the day is, "Self-esteem is the reputation we acquire with ourselves," by Nathaniel Brandon. Self-esteem is the reputation we acquire with ourselves. Beautiful. Love that quote. So, let's get on to the good news of the day. So, this is from the Good News Network. Hi, Elijah. My son just got home. This is from the Good News Network, and here's the story. Guitars over guns keeps kids off mean streets with celebrity jams. Chad Bernstein, a premier Latin funk and jazz artist, has played with the likes of Shakira, Pharrell, Jennifer Hudson, and Pitbull. But most notably, he channels his artistic passion into helping at-risk kids overcome the pull of Miami's rough streets by training them in the music business. On that sweet note, he was named a CNN hero. Bernstein's nonprofit Guitars Over Guns puts musical instruments and mixing boards into the hands of middle school students in the city's poorest neighborhoods. The group pairs students with professional musicians, and since 2008, the program has benefited more than 225 students with free instrument lessons and mentoring. Mentors develop a close relationship with the teens and get to know their families. In addition, the kids receive tutoring and social services. By the end of the year, they are performing on stage and recording in Chad's studio. During his own childhood, he was bullied and suffered from self-esteem issues. Playing trombone gave him a sense of identity. Bernstein says he has seen more than 90% increase in academic performance and school attendance by the participants. One of Guitar Over Guru's pupils excitedly announced that he could do anything now, even become a doctor, the grateful young man told CNN. Without this program, he said, I'd be in jail or dead. The 30-year-old brass master said there's an amazing sense of pride when a kid gets a round of applause on stage after working hard. Having received his doctorate from the University of Miami, the trombone doctor, as he is called, has found the cure-all for youth on the street. Music is the most important tool we have in reaching these kids, and you can check them out, goodnewsnetwork.org, Guitars Over Guns. There's a link below, and also, their website is guitarsoverguns.org. So you can check them out. Very, very cool work. Chad, good stuff, man. Really happy to hear about that, and I'm looking forward to hearing good things. You know, it reminds me of when I used to teach music. I taught music for about 12 years, and one of the places I taught was at a Boys and Girls Club in Alameda. But before that, I taught at a this place called the Berkeley Youth Center, a sort of alternative after-school free programming for youth also. Some at risk, some just who didn't have some place to be after school. And it was intense, you know. What I discovered was that in teaching music or teaching anything, it's 98% about relationship, 2% content. And so really what I was offering was just mentorship, you know, of an adult male artist, musician, guitar player or piano player at that time, both. And I was offering that as a mentorship and a different role model to the kids there and something else they could do with their lives. So hopefully some of them are out there playing. You know, every once in a while I get an email from one of my old music students that's still out there, and it's always inspiring to see that, you know, the energy you put out there comes back to you, which it always does. I actually ran into my first guitar teacher at a gig in Oregon a couple years ago, and it was just great to see him. You know, he was actually also my brother's swim coach, and it was great to share the success and having toured all over the world and put out 8 CDs and just to connect to him and say thank you. Thank you for all the time that you put into me. And he used to give me long guitar lessons and write, this is pre-internet, used to write out these long guitar solos by hand and taught me a lot about the blues, and so I'm very grateful for that. Jeff, thank you for that. So I'm going to keep this podcast short, as always. Just want to honor your time and hope that you guys are doing great, enjoying your day. I have a little bit of allergies going on today, so that explains my sniffle. I hope you enjoyed the podcast yesterday with Elijah. That was very interesting and somewhat challenging. Those of you new parents can understand trying to keep an 11-month-year-old still, let alone behaving and according to your wishes, is a challenge. But all good fun, and I really appreciate you guys listening. Hope you're doing well, enjoying your Passover celebration. Tomorrow, I think what I'll do is I'll talk a little bit about the counting of the Omer, which is a tradition that starts the second night of Passover and goes all the way through a holiday called Shavuot, and it's 49 days of counting, and I'll talk a little bit about that, and then it culminates in the revelation of the Torah. So, hope that you guys are doing great, enjoying your day, enjoying the sunshine wherever you are this April, and this podcast is brought to you by yourdailyinternetmarketingtool.com. You can click on that to find out how I get paid to change diapers, yourdailyinternetmarketingtool.com. You can send me a message on Twitter at SAULKAYE or find me on Facebook, Saul.KAYE. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. This is Saul K from the Blessed Podcast. Say peace.
And trust, I can fly.